You're listening to the Sterling Fox Show on CKNW and the Chorus Radio Network. Once again, here's Sterling.
Welcome back. As we continue with the Sunday edition of the program, I have in studio a Toronto franchise lawyer named Ned Levitt, who has written a truly compelling book called No Mountain Too High, A Father's Inspiring Journey Through Grief. Mr. Levitt, Ned, thanks for coming in, sir.
Well, thanks for having me, Sterling.
Well, I'm glad you were in town and we were able to snare you for a quick chat. I have to tell you, first of all, let's tell our audience across the country here, Ned, the story. It is a truly uplifting story that begins on an incredibly sad note. And I have to tell you, sir, I'm like you. I'm the father of three. I have a daughter, the oldest. And when I read the first couple of chapters in which you describe the death of your middle daughter, Stacy, who was hit by a car and killed jogging in the Toronto area, and you go through your personal circumstances and her two sisters and, of course, your wife, it was a tough slog for me to get through, Ned, even just as a reader, because I related so strongly to the emotions that you are so open about, mm-hmm. With respect to your love for your daughter and mm-hmm. your the chore it turned out to be to cope with that loss. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was a tough read. I have to tell you, it was a great read, mm-hmm. and the rest of the story is truly uplifting. Mm-hmm. That's an awfully sad beginning, and it's written. I don't know whether the word eloquently applies to the written word, Ned, but it is really eloquently presented.
Well, thank you, Sterling. I mean, it just poured out of me. People ask me, was it hard to write? It was actually hard not to write, to get away from it. I didn't contrive anything. It wasn't sort of I sat down and said, now let's see if I can write this book this way. It just was my story. But the only thing that decision I actually did make in terms of writing was that I decided not to hold anything back at the beginning, mm-hmm. because I did want to open people up. And when your heart is broken, it's open. And so that people would get the message that's very strong in the latter part of the book, that there's always hope, that there's a way through these terrible crises.
Well, I guess the part that, and I'm thinking of my own daughter, Blair, as I'm reading this, and I'm going, and you're describing how, I mean, mm-hmm. it's as though some monster just reached in and literally yanked your heart out of your chest.
Right.
And I'm relating completely. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling tears well up in my eyes as you mm-hmm. describe the emotions you go mm-hmm. through, this incredible roller coaster mm-hmm. ride. Mm-hmm. And relating because I can appreciate in some strange way what it must be like. Mm-hmm. And you got a little ticked off at people who were trying to console you and mm-hmm. trying to be compassionate and who would say things to you like, well, you know, you're an awfully lucky guy, Ned. You've still got the other two girls. Mm-hmm. As though, you know, they would provide, you know, that element in your life that they always have mm-hmm. and always will. But mm-hmm. somehow or another, that would help mm-hmm. with the loss of the middle daughter.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I say in the book, my children are not interchangeable parts.
Right.
And you can't just remove one and the others move in to take the place. It really doesn't work that way. But after initially being upset with some of the things that people would say that really weren't very helpful,
even though they were well-intended.
Well, that's the point, is that I started to fix on their intention, not what they did. You know, we live in a death-denying culture. We're not educated very well on how to deal with people that are going through bereavement or other crises in their life, whether it's depression or anything else.
Right.
So, you know, if you want to get angry at people who say the wrong thing, I think we're making a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Educating people to perhaps be more helpful in your life is what I'm about, and why at the end of the book I have an appendix that talks about some of the helpful things you can do. But so I began to just appreciate that their hearts were in the right place. I don't care what they said.
Right. And sort of water off a duck's back with some of the what could be perceived as insensitive remarks.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Let me take a quick station break. We'll get right back with Ned Levitt. The book is No Mountain Too High, A Father's Inspiring Journey Through Grief. Stay tuned to the Chorus Radio Network.